We used to go into the office. Remember. And somebody would write it down. Can't know. Yeah. No, I didn't mean when you were in business, when you were in peddler. In Akron, I was a peddler, yeah. How much did you earn? Do you remember? No. But in the barrel business, do you remember how much you earned? You don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but in the first years when you came, we had enough for our living, and we had an office and a girl in the office. We sent bills, we got checks, deposited. How many hours did you work? What kind of hours did you work? Yeah, all day. 7, 8. Till what time? To what time at night? The girl would leave around 5, and I somewhat later. My brother-in-law used to go out of town. Did you work on Saturday and Jewish holidays? Yeah. How long did you remain in this barrel business? I left the partnership in 1921. I separated from my brother-in-law. What kind of business did you go in then? Till 1925, I still was in the barrel business on my own, going around different cities. But in 1925, I went into insurance business. That became my business, and I became an insurance man, life insurance and general insurance. In 1925, you didn't belong to a union because you, and this was your life's work, the insurance business. You remained an insurance businessman? Yeah, I was in the insurance business till I retired. Now, if you could live this part of your life over, what kind of work would you go into? I had not such a good memory. You don't have to write it down. We lived in Pocroy with my stepmother. My stepmother was as good as my own mother. She really was very good. My older brother was in America. We came to a small town, Pocoy. You wrote it already. And my father used to go into all the different settlements and used to study Gemara with people's children. He was hardly ever home. And then in Pocoy, it happened once. I was a quiet child, but once Saturday, when I was about 10 years old, see, from the other day, I forgot already. Yeah, and I was playing with some children. there was a kind of a fence. The kids went around it, and I went around it too. And I fell on my head. When I came home, I had a fever. We didn't have a thermometer. If somebody can live with 107 height, that's how I... You must have had some kind of a concussion. Yeah, but you die from 108, and I'm living. I didn't die. Yeah. I couldn't take the sun. There was a little room without a window. They put me there because I had such high temperature. I don't know where the air came from. Where did they take the water from? A well. They used to bring the water and pour it over my head. I was so hot. My head was so hot. There was somebody who lived out of town. They used to dig up ice and put it under ground. And my stepmother went. She walked about a mile and a half in terrible heat, and she used to come and bring me ice for my head. That's what happened. How long were you so sick? I was sick for a long time. I don't even remember, a week, a month. Since that time, before that, I had a very good memory because my father was a great scholar and my brother was a great scholar. And I also, but after this, from then, my memory was not good. You have a good memory, but maybe not for studying Talmud. Maybe you have a good memory for daily life. Oh, I had a good memory. If I had had a good memory, I would have gone. I have a son and two daughters. My son inherited scholarships, inherited my father's and my older brother's great scholarly mind. Now, when you came to Pittsburgh, you were already grown man of the family. Did you go to school here in Pittsburgh? Yeah, no, when we came to Pittsburgh, did you go to school in Pittsburgh? No, I didn't go. No, I didn't go. Do you know how to... I had a dictionary from Yiddish to English in Akron, and I used to look in the dictionary. In a few months, I could read a newspaper. Language came easy to me. Languages came easy to me. Even 10 years ago, they thought that I was born in America. Did you learn how to write English by yourself? Sure. I even knew how to write some German and Russian, so English came easy to me. I worked hard. In Akron. In Akron, did you work with people who spoke English or other languages? No, only English. They didn't know any other languages. The languages that I knew, I forgot anyway. With my memory, I learned 3 languages in 1 year, and I forgot them all. And I lost them all. All I remember is Yiddish. Did you like music? 12 years, I had a subscription to the Pittsburgh Symphony. We used to go every Friday night. I only bought classical records. Did you go in Pittsburgh to the Yiddish Theater? When it came, when the Yiddish theater came, did you go? Yeah, yeah. Did you go to lectures? Yeah. Where? At the Y? Yeah, they used to have lecture course. And in Sirhi Mosque, there was a lecture course. I used to go there sometimes. It seems to me a preacher from a big church used to have lectures there every Monday. Did you ever go to the Labor Lyceum? No. I was a Zionist even before I came to America, and I was a member of the Zionist organization. In 1910, I was a member of the Zionist the whole time. Did you go to the public library in Pittsburgh? No. No. Yeah. No. I had no time for these things. I started reading the newspapers, the Tageblatt, what else? And then I read the foreword. Did you read any English newspaper? All of them. All of them. All the papers. That's fine. Yeah. I read the folks fine, too. And then Borkin started a newspaper. You know, Borkin, and I used to read that paper. Newspaper, a long time. What was the name of it? Forgot. Borkin took over from the Volksfreund, and he started his own paper. And he came to me. He was a son of Rabbi Ashinsky. He's still living, isn't he? Yeah. Yeah. He's sick now. He's 15 years younger than I am. Yeah, he's in the house now. Where is he? No. No, he's in the house now. A discussion about Mr. Borkin, who had been sick. Did you consider yourself a religious person when you came to America? Yes. Yes. Had to be religious. Afterwards, little by little, we had the barrel business. On Saturday, a pedal would come. So instead of writing it down, I used to go in the office and tell the non-Jewish girl to write it down. Then I started to rhyme, so it was, yeah, everything changed. I don't understand how could I become what I am now when I look at my father. If my father could see the way I am now, he would die right away. What synagogue did you come to in Pittsburgh when you came here? I went to Washington Street Shul, the Beit HaMidrash HaGadol, yeah. I wasn't a member. No, because they didn't have a school. See, that's why I became interested with the Hebrew Institute. I used to buy a ticket, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but I didn't become a member of the synagogue on the corner of Washington. Zablatovsky, who had a saloon on the corner of Washington. I remember things that happened in the past. Now I can't remember anything. Ancient history, I remember, but not what happens now. I remember things that happened when I was 3 years old. My grandmother tells about a wedding in our town. And I still remember that Ludwig played at that wedding. And I asked my grandmother, how old was I at that wedding? And she told me I was 3 years old. So I remember things when I was 3 years old, but I don't remember things from now. I can even remember things that happened before I was three. That's fantastic. And you say that you have a weak memory. That's not a weak memory. Whose idea was it, the Hebrew Institute? You and other people had children? Whose idea was it? Whose idea was it? When my son... When the Hebrew Institute started, my son was already too old for it. I had a private teacher. A man used to come and give him private lessons. How old was your son when the Hebrew Institute was started? How old was he? Oh, my son was born in 1903. So he was at past bar mitzvah already. The bar mitzvah was in the old folks' home on Breckenridge, Center Avenue. Breckenridge. It was right near Center Avenue, yeah. And the bar mitzvah was in the Home for the Ages. Was that because you were friends with Rabbi Ashinsky? Were you also active in the Home for the Aged? Those people helped found the Moshe Kane? No, I wasn't. Did your wife keep a kosher house? Did your wife light candles? She still lights candles, that's all. She doesn't have a kosher house. My daughter is a widow, 7 years. My daughter also lights candles. No, I'm not asking about your daughter. I'm asking about your wife. No, did your wife have a... Yes, my wife had a kosher house. Her parents came to Pittsburgh, and her mother died, and her father lived with us. My father-in-law was a shechet. He lived in East Liberty, but when his wife died, he had a son, but he lived with us. And so we kept kosher. When he died, when my father-in-law died, and we moved out to Forbes Street, she started to mix up the dishes. And then, and so she stopped keeping kosher. We came here, Riverview, we eat everything kosher. I didn't experience any changes in health. Where did you go for medical care? I used to go to, a lot of years later, I used to go just for checkup. I was strong, but for checkup, Dr. Goldsmith. You want the name too? Dr. Goldsmith. And the children? Did you have a separate doctor for your children, or they also went to Goldsmith? Yeah, they went to their own doctor. What organizations did you belong to? There were only about 50 Jewish families in Akron. But here in Pittsburgh? No. In Akron, in 1903, there was a Zionist convention, a Zionist organization in Cleveland. I went. No, I was a Zionist. soon as Herzl started in 1897, I became a Zionist. When did you become a party? In Pittsburgh, around 1910. ZOA, I was a delegate to a national convention in Syria Mosque. Chaim Weizmann was here, 1910. I'll get to the convention when Dr. Weizmann was here. Chaim Weizmann, yeah. In Syria Mosque. Oh, very active in the COA, yeah. The Zionist Institute was here when you came, yes. Did you belong to any charity organizations? Were you a member of charity organizations? Yeah, I belonged to the Federation. I was a member of the Federation, yeah. In 1912. It started in 1912. And, yeah. Federation started around that time. Yeah. But Hebrew Institute was your big thing? Yes, we worked very hard for it. Did you have any boxes, pishkas, in your house? Excuse me, yeah. Litvak say pushke. Yeah, we had J&F boxes. Did you give in other ways? Where did you go to have a good time? To enjoy yourself. Show, theater, movies. I didn't go too much. Did you go to restaurants? Yeah. Once in a while. Not too much. Did you go mostly with your wife? Yeah. Were you in sports in any way? No, sports is altogether out of my line. Not the YMCA or other non-Jewish agencies, no. Where did people used to go? The local meeting places. I used to go to meetings, Zionist meetings. Yeah. Every Monday night at Syria Mosque, there was a preacher from church had lectures. He used to bring guest lectures. For years, I used to go to Syria Mosque on Monday nights to hear the lectures. How did you meet people during the first 5 years in Pittsburgh? Not too much. I used to like to read when I had an opportunity. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people? If you live in a Christian neighborhood, you have some business, so not too close friends. Did any of your first friends remain lasting friends, good friends? There was one person which was a very close friend. He was killed in New York by a streetcar. He was 5 years older than I was. What was his name? His sister-in-law lives here. Skirball. 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 That was your good friend, yeah. Who did you celebrate your Seder with at Passover time? With my brother-in-law. Sometimes with him, sometimes by us. Did you write to people in Europe during this time. But your father and stepmother were in Europe. Now, in 1901, they came to Palestine. Well, did you write to them? Sure, yeah, I wrote to them. Used to write to them and send them money. Used to send them some money. Yeah, every few months I used to send them money. What did your brother do there? What kind of work did he do there? My brother sat and learned in the yeshiva. Are you an American citizen? Yes. 1906. When did you vote the first time? In 1906, 1907. And here in Pittsburgh, after 1906. What party did you belong to? Democrat. Yeah. The whole time. Why? Because I was a Democrat. Do you know why you were a Democrat? Because I always had a liberal point of view. Were you active in the party? In the party? No. My wife was about 5 or 6 years old when she came to America. Did she come from the same town?